Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
This makes my stomach hurt. I feel so bad for this woman. I don't know how she is not going to get her money. She needs to sue. But my question this morning from you is, what's the most money that you've won? Like at a casino, maybe on a scratch-off ticket? I want to know, how did you hit it big? Because this woman, she hit it big, but she's not getting it because of a technicality. This happened in Maryland. A woman there thought she hit the jackpot at a casino, but ended up going home with nothing at all because of a typo.
That's not right. That's not her fault.
I know. The woman thought she won thousands of dollars in a slot machine, but when the casino staff took down her personal info, they misread her Social Security by one number. And the Social Security number the casino plugged in actually belonged to a person who happened to owe the state a bunch of money for child support.
No.
What are the odds?
So the money went to the state?
Yeah. It was like, they're like, oh, well, this will take care of the back child support. Thank you very much. Next. So they would not give her the winnings. She explained she never had to pay child support in her life. She instead said they offered her a $200 free play credit and drink vouchers for the night. But she says, I want my winnings.
Can she sue for that?
She has to, right?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
They didn't say it was a game glitch. Like, the machine broke or it was messed up. They can do it then. But somebody took down the wrong info? Even if she gave them the wrong info of her, I don't know how you can't correct that.
What if it was the worker taking her? I mean, I know it was the worker, but what if they were like taking down her Social Security number and they were like, hey, this Social Security number is really close to mine. And it was that guy that owed the child support. He's like, I'm paid off. I'm free.
He's pretty dang smart if he thought of that. I'm not going to knock him for being smart. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So that lady hit it big. She just did not get her money. But what about you? Did you win on a scratch-off ticket? Did you maybe like win the Mega Millions or Powerball? Like maybe not the big thing, but you got like $100 or a couple of thousand. Or did you do well at the casino? Because I'm always wondering what games to play. When I go to the casino, I've lost a lot of money, but I've also won a lot of money. I've won like a couple of $1,000 a few times.
Wow.
When I play the Wheel of Fortune, the game.
Wait, roulette or the actual Wheel of Fortune?
It's like a slot machine, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, you spin?
Yeah. And I do that. And it's a dollar per thing. So I do the max bet. It's $5 a pop. So I've lost $200 in about 10 minutes, but I've also won $2,000 pretty quickly. So
wow.
833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear about your winnings and maybe I can go somewhere this weekend and make that money. Next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's talk to Ross this morning. I'm sorry. Actually, I got the wrong one right there. Let me refresh my screen. Tanya, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, turn your radio down for me and get your window rolled up. Tanya, what did you play?
I played blackjack.
Okay, how'd you do on blackjack?
I started with 100 and I left with 5,100.
Oh my gosh, how did you get that much money? What'd you do?
At first I played it safe. I started with a $15 minimum until I built it up to about 400, just getting really lucky. And then as the drink started pumping and the fun, I started playing a bit more gutsy and betting $25 and then $50. And I went for a lot of moves most people don't do, like splitting face cards. You know, whenever you can get an obvious 20, it's dumb to split it, but I would just do it anyway because I felt it in my gut. And before I knew it, I had $5,000 collected.
Oh my gosh, we should go to the casino sometime with your money.
Right.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you, Tanya, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Troy. You also have a blackjack story. What is yours?
Okay, so I went to Cashada in Louisiana with some friends of mine for one of my friends' birthdays.
Okay.
And we went to the club that they have inside the casino itself, and a friend of mine's husband stayed in the highest stakes blackjack table room while we were gone for maybe an hour and a half. We come back, he was down $36,000.
Oh my God. I would like kill myself. Oh my gosh. This is not winning.
She was ready to stab him. So his whole idea was, well, I still have $10,000. I'm going to play until I'm either broke or I'm ready to leave.
Jeez.
So he was like, you have better luck. Why don't you come play with me? So I'm like, all right, well, she's about ready to stab you, and I'm ready for bet. So we're going to bet it all on one hand. We'll go with my luck, and we'll see what we do. Well, I hit blackjack, and I double it and win $20,000.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Now, did you get some of that 20 grand?
I got two of it to keep. The other 18 I gave to his wife so she wouldn't kill him in his sleep.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was kind of one of those moments like, oh, crap, did I really just win $20,000 on blackjack in one hand.
Yeah, that's like life-changing. That's amazing. What, in the high roller room, because that's not me, I'm the minimum, do you remember what the minimum was for the high roller table?
The minimum, I believe, was $500 to $1,000.
Oh, you're making my butt pucker right now. This is scary. Hey, that's
Trust
awesome.
Trust me, I know. I'm one of those, like, I will do $20 max.
Yep.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and blow an entire mortgage on playing blackjack, but he was one of those. He owned his own company. They did fairly well financially. So in an hour and a half, he blew through an entire half a year worth of income, and she was just like, I'm going to kill you in 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wait till there's no cameras and witnesses.
That's incredible. Hey, Troy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We really appreciate it. We'll do one more. Is this Tanisha? Hey, Tanisha.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, what was your big thing to hit the money? Because I need some.
$7,600 on a lottery ticket.
Really? What lottery ticket did you play or buy?
Bailey 4.
Okay, so that's four numbers, right? That's all you got to do?
Mm-hmm. And I had two tickets, and I played one straight and one combo, and one was $5,000 and one was $2,600.
Oh, my gosh. So does that mean when you're playing those here, sorry, I don't know as much, are you just actually like picking out the numbers yourself, or are they just randomly generated for you?
Either way, but I picked mine myself. Somebody told me, you should play this number, and I did, and I won.
All right. Did you share the money with that person?
Well, she played too, so we both, I mean,
she had her
own money.
All right, cool. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing, Tanisha. If you have any extra money you need to get rid of, I'm right here, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool. Have yourself a good day. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up, we're going to tell you everything happening with the garbage. Don't go anywhere.